Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
Sam, frustrating day for the offense. Why was no rhythm able to be established, do you think?
I think for us it was too many penalties. For me, I got to hit. Got to hit my guys, but I got to be more accurate. Yeah, I just felt like, you know, we like you said, we couldn't get in a rhythm, and it hurt us.
Do you think you were expecting as a group to be able to run the ball a little bit better? Last week it seemed like you're down in distances, later in series, a little bit more manageable. Today the run game wasn't maybe there the way you expected it to be?
I think at the end of the day, we look at the penalties and it just, those killed us. But, I mean, the run game, I thought, you know, we came out smacking them. I thought we had a really good run game to start. Once we got down, you know, Coach Case had to do what he had to do.
As far as next week is concerned, I've already heard it said a couple times in here. Hey, Miami, next week we got to get bounced back and get ready as quickly as possible. Is that the message from the coaching staff, the message from you as a leader of this team as well?
I think for us, we just got to focus on tomorrow, getting in the weight room, making sure that we watch the tape, have good meetings, and that's really it.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.